is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
Welcome back to Herbis Kareem Speak. We actually gonna change this name, right?
We From are? We're gonna change the name?
I mean, it's, you know, it shouldn't be Herbis Kareem Speak since, you know, we're talking about relationships.
I don't know. I think we should keep it Herbis Kareem Speaks, but maybe about, you know, it's like a sub to the whole thing. You never know when you want to do the whole thing by yourself again.
Yeah, you
but
got a point there.
But you know, just know that this is a sequel, a portion of it.
Did you bring your letter out? Because we'll be reading the Kareem's letter.
I didn't bring that letter.
So you're gonna do it the next?
I think we should do it the next.
Well, you guys can find us on foursidesoflife.com channel and foursidesoflife.com. Now, with the Kareem letters, so you're gonna three letters on here, right? And
yes.
You got one.
I did get one.
So tell them to be on the lookout for that.
So please, we appreciate you sending your letter. We are going to discuss it on the next podcast.
Yes. Yes, we will. And where were we at? Why would we take off for like four or five days?
Oh, my goodness, you guys. We had the opportunity to go to Mexico last week for fall break. The kids was on a little break, and that means I was on break, and you was on break. We took a break.
I didn't work. Wasn't that a surprise for
you? It was, you guys. This is the guy, the man, who always has his laptop in his hand. And he took out the time to be present in a way that I was actually surprised. And I didn't say nothing because I knew it would encourage him to open up that laptop. So therefore, I didn't say a word. I didn't mention nothing. And I mean, he enjoyed himself.
Yeah, it wasn't enough time.
Oh, it was beautiful there.
Yeah, that's what this is talked about. We're talking about this. Today's topic is about spending time with each other.
Oh, my goodness. Did we spend some time together?
Yeah, I got a chance to see you smile like I haven't seen you.
Oh,
smile.
You guys, even packing, he was watching me while I was packing. And he was making comments like, you ready to go.
Why are you packing so much? It's only 3 days.
I packed a lot, y'all, and I barely used a third.
Aren't we doing it again? Is it 5 days? Did you pick 5 days or four?
I'm going to choose 6 nights.
6 nights?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it was enjoyable.
It was.
It should be enough to make a person say, I want to go back. Huh?
It did. It was hard to come home, to be honest with you. And we were right there on the sandy beach.
Yes. Beachfront property. Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's coming. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful.
So it was so lovely. We considered even trying to have something for our own out there.
Most definitely.
You need to start living. Okay. And how are you going to do that? Even if you're single, you have to start living, because you get caught up in this rat race life, the drama of not being free. That's why people go to Africa and places like that, third world countries. They'll go out there because it's not a bunch of hustle and bustle.
True.
Oh my God.
It's really an opportunity for you to kind of like relax.
Yeah, we ain't talking about no Canada.
No.
Don't go out there.
No.
It's the same musical symphony.
Well, we had a nice time, though.
We had a nice time, but it still was hustle bustle out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your next stop is Africa down in the probably 2025, 2026.
I do. I still want to go to Africa.
Got to keep our passports up and running.
That's right. So travel, you guys. Take out the time as a couple or a single person. You know, invite your friends or whatever. But, you know, live your life. Give yourself some work-life balance. Balance is the key. Most people don't create balance.
Because I realized something with being with this beautiful queen of mine for, 21 years.
I appreciate that.
I haven't took her. But how many places? Good Lord. We've been just working in this 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And businesses, they didn't turn them small businesses to like
into
9 to 5.
So
they see these millennials coming over here. They like, oh, they can do 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my goodness. So, it gets hectic.
I got a chance to see her smile. I mean, she didn't even know it. She was smiling while you're sleeping. Have you ever looked at somebody that just smiling while they're laying their head in the pillow and their eyes asleep and they deep breathing?
Oh,
like,
my
what's
goodness.
What's she smiling about? I'm like, who is that Nick that she thinking about?
He's
it
a
better
mess.
Be me, man. Oh, then I woke up and I say, hey, you all right? You good? She said, I'm just so happy. I said, oh, it's because she was here.
Yes, you could hear the ocean from the sliding. I mean, even when it roaring in the nighttime, yes. I mean, it was pitch black. But you can hear the ocean. And that's and you don't even realize that brings so much peace. It's the same thing, like for me, I sleep with meditation on at night. I like to hear the rain.
Well, I don't know why you chose 6 nights for somebody else that's gonna be hearing the actual roaring at night when you go to sleep. They're gonna be in that master bed.
But you know what? Because you give and you receive.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why.
That's true.
And that's what we're giving. We're giving to receive.
Maybe we should give just 3 days and then go back again and give us ourselves to 6 days. We're talking about giving.
We're going to have a good time.
Yes, we're going to have a good time. We're going to eat good. And plus, the food was pretty much not half off. It was almost 3 times less.
Oh, my goodness. A whole family could eat off
six
what?
Six of us. $60? Six adults. Was six adults we're eating on. Yeah, $60 for breakfast.
Crazy.
And dinner with six people mm-hmm. was my son paid and was mm-hmm. happy. $123.
$123.
And it was late.
Oh my goodness.
Them people have service.
And the food was, it was plentiful for a person. Yes. It wasn't a small plate. It was a good portion plate. We yeah. ate good.
Yeah, so if when you do that for each other, mm-hmm. that's why we decided to talk about spend time with one another.
Right.
Because when you do that, you need to start practicing. Mm-hmm. If you can give your job 8 hours, 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, mm-hmm. and you're doing that Monday through Friday, some of y'all mm-hmm. are doing it 6 days a week. If you can do that for your job, how come you can't do that for yourself or your partner,
yeah.
your spouse?
Yeah.
Why can't you give them at least once a month minimum?
Yeah,
so, take them somewhere.
Yeah, so if you schedule your date nights once a month, that'll work. Get a babysitter. Hey, you know.
And if you buy yourself,
choose a place.
And you buy yourself, take them kids somewhere.
Right.
Drop them off, man.
At a family member or,
you know, them parents.
Look, leave your kid at home. Look at your laws. We were talking about that, remember?
Yes.
Looking at the Arizona laws, talking yeah. about how old can you leave your child at home? What age?
They don't have no age.
They have none.
That's
just maturity is the only thing, only requirement.
Baby. No, they don't even have maturity. They didn't say maturity.
They didn't.
They said if you feel your child's maturity. So if you feel that 9 month old
is mature enough to stay asleep while you go to the grocery store or go get your nails done.
Oh my God.
I guess you go do that.
No, we ain't doing that though. Colorado ain't going for it. Colorado is 12 years old.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Look up the laws in your state because you
check
are
it out.
in a state that, you know, you have to follow the rules because you are in a society mm-hmm. that you can't do things your way. This
you can't.
Burger King.
It is still, yeah. You're legally yeah. still responsible.
You're legally responsible.
But take out the time for yourself.
What if you had to give a person some ideas yeah. what to do
yes.
for their spouse, what ideas would you do?
Okay.
Because you might have this a spouse good. That don't want to do nothing.
That is true.
Just come home, pick up the game or the remote.
And that's it.
Or maybe give it some of that good and sit their butt down and do nothing.
Well.
Routine like it every day. What
ideas are some ideas?
Would you give
some? Okay. So what about since maybe you can't go out at this time? Maybe you have a newborn or a mm-hmm. little kid.
Or you ain't got that bag.
Mm-hmm. You know what you could do, and you've seen this stuff on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, but, you know, create an environment in a room where you can pull out a blanket.
Yes.
Get your strawberries and your cheese and crackers.
That stuff is cheap at the store.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. Get you some apple cider if you don't drink.
Yeah.
Sparkling. Get you wine if you drink wine.
Create that. What you're saying.
Put your favorite Alexa. You know what I'm saying? Alexa, play.
Yeah.
What's your song is today?
Oh my goodness. Make me water. Oh my God.
Water is the title. Anyway, but play your favorite slow jams or create your playlist from YouTube and, you know, put on something nice and sexy or just relaxing and yeah, then
put some smooth jazz. Put some, on
yep, smooth jazz and create the ambiance for you and your boo.
That's it.
That's simple. That's real simple.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, and put the kids to bed earlier.
They gotta go night night. Yeah, they don't want to go to bed. You know, this is just for entertainment purposes.
Yes.
I heard you can give them melatonin. I heard you can give your child, make sure it's your child, some Benadryl.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
I heard you can give them NyQuil.
Oh my goodness.
This is
you
just
guys.
For
remember back
purposes.
In the day, our grandparents and aunties and
I
stuff would give us some
giving us NyQuil.
Why are you giving us Robitussin? What you doing? Why are you
at 5 o'clock in the evening?
At 5, because you're trying to rest.
No, they're trying to get it in. They're trying to make you go night night. They didn't want you hearing nothing.
Nothing. So, you know, you guys create your ambiance. You know, do something creative. Give your boo a massage.
Oh my God!
Definitely put the candles out.
Yeah, make sure you the one that you give a massage to ain't the type that's looking for a massage in return. Okay.
He went there. He went
sometimes
there.
If you give him a massage, like, oh, that's good.
He went there.
And then us guys know, oh, Well, babe, you ain't gonna do that again. Here is 2 months.
Oh bye. My god, he counting.
No, we ain't talking about you. We're talking about that's how we, if it fit,
it
you
happens.
Did.
It happens.
But I'm just saying, it's been 2 months. I'm not gonna get that again. Well, I did it twice already. I know, but I liked it. But I would like you to do that for me. What? No. So come up with ways that you would bless them. So my thing with her, I like to see a woman eat and enjoy eating. You know, people say, hey, you know what? Can you eat? Yeah, I can eat. So I'll take her out to dinner. I'll make sure she get that dinner. I want my massage. So that's what you need to do.
Okay.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta know what the love language is. What's their love language?
Yes.
Admiration. Yes. What does they call it?
Admiration. Mm-hmm. I think one is physical touch. Yep. What else?
Service.
Know. Yeah.
So,
acts of service.
Yeah, acts of service. Stroking the ego. They love that.
Everybody loves to be told I love you.
And you're doing so great.
And I appreciate you.
I love you in my life.
Thank you for
Without
everything that you,
you
do.
Where would I be?
You're the greatest.
Oh my God, you're the greatest.
Everything. Like our son. Was our son always say?
Hey, oh my God.
You the best.
That's what he say. You the best. And he try to outdo you.
He does. He'll do it. Oh, and he's been doing that, you guys, since he was what? One?
Yeah. He'll say, I love you to the moon.
Oh, to the universe.
Try that. Try what the children
will do. Try those words.
I love you to the galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
To the endless of the universe. Oh. He try to outdo.
Infinity and a beyond infinity.
Yeah.
He tries to top us all the time.
Let me see ideas I can think of.
Other ways you can spend time together.
Other ways you can spend time. Don't make it over. Thank you.
Mm-mm. Go get in the pool together.
You can go get in the pool.
Ooh, in the jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi. If you don't have a pool,
get
jacuzzi,
a tub.
Go no. Get in. Listen, you're joking, but that's real.
Go get in the shower.
If get in that shower, when you catch your spouse getting in that water,
jump in.
Sneak up on them.
Oh, they'd be surprised too.
Get buck naked and get up in there. They don't be like, what you doing? Because most of us, you already know, we got a little speaker up in there, a little small one. And then you got the water, it's waterproof.
Right.
And you turn your music on
right.
And you listen to some type of TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, some type of volume.
Right.
And you in there letting that entertain you while you shower.
Right.
But let them just sneak up on them and say, turn it off.
It's the best.
What you doing in here? I just wanted to
surprise.
You know, see, I wanted to look at what I ain't seen in a while.
Right.
I don't want to just feel it under the covers. I wanted to look at it.
Okay.
Like, make them uncomfortable. They're going to be like, oh my God, you ain't seen me like this since we didn't.
There
had,
you go.
Had that number three child.
Watch out now.
You know I had that.
Might have a number four.
You better be careful. You better have some of them
be careful.
To the side.
Yeah, so that's another way to spend
time
together.
Just show up on them. Mm-hmm. Show up. And that's another thing, too. Mm-hmm. People don't show up. Here's another thing. Mm-hmm. That is moneyless. You don't need money.
Mm-hmm.
When the dinner is made,
mm-hmm.
put up on them on the plate and just eat with them.
Mm,
if they eating in bed watching their favorite show,
eat with them.
Eat with them. Mm-hmm. Sit next to them. Say, mm-hmm. I want to spend some what?
Time.
That's that quality time. Mm-hmm.
You just say it. Sometimes you ain't got to say it. And sometimes it's good that you just do it. And they like, what you doing here?
Prop down on that couch with them.
Yep.
And say, oh, do you want a napkin?
Yeah.
Do you want something else to drink?
What else you want?
I got my plate for you.
I'm telling you, servicing
plate.
Each other.
Yes.
Man, that's where something goes down because you've been servicing each other.
It ain't fruity, brother. Kings.
Okay.
To bring your queen a
it's
plate.
Not. It's not.
It, look, another thing.
Have
is
you ever, kings. Wait, hold up. Have you ever just said, do you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh my God.
It's late, but
bring
you
them
want
a peanut
one?
Butter and jelly sandwich.
Man.
You'll shock them.
Yep.
Especially if they ain't allergic to no peanut butter.
That's right.
They're shocking. Like, what, you made me a peanut butter jelly?
Oh.
Yeah, I thought about you.
And you put love in it.
You ain't even got to go extra mile. Listen, this is another thing I bust flips out of here. So every now and then,
yes,
about once a month, I'll get up there and make her a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
definitely.
I don't get up there and burn much because I'm not a meat eater. But
he can make a steak.
They like me. And I put up my favorite little YouTuber. I go get my garlic.
Mm.
I go get my, what is that other one? That
Some
other
butter.
That butter. Mm. And it's one more that that actually goes in there.
It's the garlic, the leaves. What is it?
It's not parsley.
Mm-mm.
It's the
it's not Italian seasoning either. Why are we having an issue with this?
It ain't the chives. They green. I don't know what it is.
Why can't we remember?
It's not cilantro.
What is it?
No, it's not. But I looks it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I know the guy that I watch is all the time. He's a famous. What's that famous? Chef. Can't think of him. But anyways.
Chef Ramsay? Not Chef Ramsay,
I don't
is
know. It might. Yes, it is. It's
okay.
Chef Ramsay.
Okay.
The most famous steak. So I go in there and I put that thing together.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
And I grilled it and I just sear it on top.
You guys.
Flip it over. sear it on the other side, just pepper and salt, mm-hmm. not much. And then I throw it in the actual oven mm-hmm. and I get a good.
Oh, it's oregano.
Yeah, there you go. It's oregano.
It's
oregano.
It?
And then I put it in the actual, mm-hmm. no, it's not.
It's not oregano?
It's thyme.
Thank you.
Help me out. So butter, garlic, and thyme.
Okay.
And I just on each side, just smother each mm-hmm. side. And then I turn it with that butter mixed in with the thyme and the garlic. Mm-hmm. Then I put it on foil on the bottom and put it up in that oven.
He telling you.
And I put it on simmer for another 7 minutes so that red flesh will go away. You don't have that. And it's tender. Do it like my mom taught me. Put foil on top. And then have a little, breathe a little bit. Oh my God.
Babe, I need a steak.
When they cut up and then that, my queen be like, oh my God, it's going to be something less tomorrow. I said, I don't know.
It's
they
so
come
good.
Out like wolves.
They do.
I didn't know that African Americans eat meat like that.
They do.
If y'all be tearing it up. And then I make the loaded potatoes. Mm-hmm. And then I put the broccoli, right?
You don't, like that broccoli? Or the Brussels sprouts.
And then what I do last time I had the broccoli. The loaded potato, because that's what I had.
That was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
Yeah.
But I omitted the steak on my
plate. Right.
I put steak on y'all.
Yeah.
And what did I pour
but
on
the
top
sauce.
Of that?
But the sauce.
It was that sauce.
Oh, I'll
call it roux, but the proper term for cookers is sauce. So my roux sauce.
It was good.
It's my secret. I didn't even tell him what it is.
Nope.
He still don't tell us.
Oh
my goodness. Yeah. Her father said, what did he say?
This is probably the best thing I've had in a long time.
Right. You just got to actually do something for
little
someone.
Little things. It's the littlest things.
And I went out.
And I went out. Spend Queens, time together.
And Queens, y'all can do that for your spouse as mm-hmm. well. I just went out and bought something that was her favorite. I went mm-hmm. out and mm-hmm. spent time at the store. Mm-hmm. Got it. Prepared for it. And then now that was her birthday. But this is what I do. At least once a month.
Right.
I will do that. I will break out something and make some. Or if I don't feel like making something, I'm taking it somewhere. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm taking it after dinner.
Yeah.
But when we went across country.
Yes.
That was for you. Because I told you. She was a little upset about what it's called, Africa. She didn't get a chance to go with me.
Uh-oh.
But man, I said, listen. Last time I told you to make appointments. Mm-hmm. You didn't do it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
asked her twice and three times with Africa.
Did.
She didn't do
he
it.
Did, you guys.
But I said, okay, well, I'm going to make it up for you. Got another shot.
Right.
I want to go to Mexico.
Yeah,
on beachfront.
Right.
I want to spend some time. I want to make see if I it might be something that I might want to look to purchase because mm-hmm. it's 2-3 hours away from the family, and we don't have to be just far away like in another country, 20-30 hours away. I said, book something anywhere between now and the end of the year. She bit that bad boy so fast. It was the following week talking about we going.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, what?
All I had everything, you guys, everything together. When he looked up, he didn't have to. Did you have to do anything?
No, I didn't do nothing.
Nothing.
I just
you know
had
why?
To dry, though.
Because just like some women do, we just get it done.
Yeah.
And I got it done. Believe me, there was nothing undone.
And when you got out there, and because we came, I came.
Mm-hmm.
She was happier.
I really was.
It wasn't about her going out there by herself. Spending time. She wanted to spend some time
with her man.
With her man.
That's right.
So it's about time, y'all. It's really not about what you
not
actually
those
do.
Moments.
It's about the moments of spending mm-hmm. time. You can actually, when that woman and your queen is cooking, Kings,
mm-hmm.
you go up in there and you just talk to her while she's cooking.
Yep.
And just cutting up stuff and ask her, how was your day?
Give her a kiss.
And then bust out, give her a kiss on the cheek or the lips.
Yep.
And then bust out the pot. Say, hey, you need help with them pots?
Yep.
You want me to help you?
Oh, what? My goodness.
You don't be in here doing this. Listen,
knock out some dishes.
I just want to. Yeah.
Oh, some men will. Yeah, some yeah, men will yeah, knock out some. Yeah. Or some women will do it for their man.
You was ruining my flow. Which is
I'm
something
sorry.
That
my
was,
bad.
Some dishes. Oh, knock out some dishes. That's true. If Bob was saying that, I might well mop to Florida.
I didn't say that.
Just make some. Make them happy. Just make some Kool-Aid. But yeah, it's only real. It's
doing for each other.
Doing for each other.
And spending time together.
Spending time.
But being very intentional on what you're going to do.
That's right.
I remember that one time I took you to go see your favorite artist.
Oh.
He was shocked.
Babyface.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was shocked. He was not.
I don't really go to concerts.
We stayed at a hotel there too.
Yeah.
We drove pretty far. It wasn't Talking Sticks out there in Scottsdale. It was another place.
That's true.
And it was far out, but he didn't know what to expect. I didn't give him no hint.
You didn't.
We just drove up there. You know, I made the reservation and everything. Now I think about it, this is the second time.
That is the second time.
Yeah.
You talking about that just because?
Yes.
We went to a place and just stayed.
Another resort.
She just said, "I'm just because."
Just because. And all we did was stay in the hotel, go have dinner, and then we just came back to the room. Literally, it doesn't mean you have to do something, because when you're with your love, you spending time with them.
Say it again. When you're with your what?
When you're with your love. Ooh. You spend time together.
That's it. Mm. So, you know, because when you spend time together, you'll start realizing that God is what?
Love.
Love is God.
Peace.
Now take care. Spend time with each other. We out.